High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, Community Medical Center, Dr. Chick James, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Lifetime Vision Center, Runza, Stat Brothers, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, MERS Farm Equipment, and Dins Country Meat.
And good afternoon, good evening, I guess, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center. It's time for postseason basketball on KTNC tonight. It is Class D2, Subdistrict Number 1. In boys basketball, the Sailor Irish are the number 1 seed in this D2 Subdistrict. And tonight, they will host the number 4 seed, Pawnee City Indians, tonight. The other game coming up here later tonight will feature the number 2 seed, Sterling Jets, taking on the number 3 seed, Lewiston Tigers. We'll have just the Irish and the Pawnee City game for tonight on the air. But we'll see how it goes. Sayer, number 1 seed, coming in here 14-7 on the year for Coach Doug Goles. For Pawnee City, it has been a struggle this year. For Coach Hadley Sikora's squad, is team is looking for their first victory of the year and a half, good against number 6 ranked and number 1 seed Fall City Sacred Heart tonight. They met earlier this year at Pawnee City, and it was a 68-18 victory that night for the Irish boys over at Pawnee City. So that's the wrap-up or the matchup we got coming up here tonight at the Rural Activity Center for you. Sacred Heart, the home team. Both teams out warming up. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and give you the starters on KTNC.
Stat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dins Country Meat's quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dins Meat. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dins Country Meat, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the visitors from Pawnee City for Coach Hadley Sikora. 5'10" junior, Kylan Kuster, being the starting lineup tonight. 6'1" junior, Kyle Kira. 6'0" senior, Caden Lang. 5'11" sophomore, Joseph Martini. And 6'2" junior, Simon Osberg. Kylan Kuster, Kyle Garrett, Caden Lang, Joseph Martini, and Simon Osborne, your starters tonight for the Pawnee City Indians. For Doug Goldside, his Irish squad will go with 5'10" junior Jacob Jordan, 5'10" junior Jake Freshel, 6'1" senior Kyle Bauman, 6'3" senior Jack Figner, and 6'3" junior Brogan Nockgill. Jacob Jordan, Jake Freshel, Kyle Bauman, Jack Figner, and Brogan Nockgill, your starting five tonight for Ball City, Sacred Heart. Over on sister station, Sunny 101.3, you can tune in now. The Auburn Bulldogs are taking on the Syracuse Rockets in Class C1 Sub-District 1 action. And Irish fans, we want to remind you that Friday night we'll have coverage of the girls' district final from Odell, Nebraska, when Sacred Heart takes on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. That's 7 o'clock tip time out at Odell. We'll have that live for you here on KTNC on Friday night. We'll take another two-minute timeout and be back with the tip-off on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center. They are introducing the starting lineups to the crowd on hand here tonight for this first game. Sacred Heart, the number one seed in the tournament, ranked 6 this week, Class D2 in the Omaha World Herald, while the Irish will try to win their subject and advance to district play, which could begin either Saturday or next Monday or next Tuesday. We'll have to figure out where they're playing and win. If they win, they've got a couple of games that they'll have to win first. They're the top seed. So we will see what happens here in this one tonight, and then one of these teams will advance to action on Thursday night in the sub-district final. Pawnee City breaks huddle. They come out dressed in their black uniforms, ready to go. They will go left to right toward the east bucket here in the first half of tonight's action. Kyle Gear is going to step into the center circle and jump it up against Jack Bigner for the Irish. And we are ready to go. Referee points, talks to the participants, and here we go. Here's the toss, and it will be Figner back to Jacob Jordan. Front court, Irish basketball over to Freshel in the corner. Bauman with it. Swing it around the perimeter. Inside it goes. Knox go back and in. Try to bounce pass back to Bauman, and it got away. Turnover, and it'll be Pawnee City basketball. So the Indians come to the front court with the basketball. Caden Lang off to Osborne. Osborne will hold. He'll look. He'll come off the left side for Garrett. Kyle Garrett. Oh, he went one way, and his teammate went the other. Kylan Kuster, the person he was turned to, and about the time he got ready to throw it. Kylan cut to the baseline, and the ball rolls and bounces out of bounds to the Irish bench. Inside Thalman, out to the right side elbow to Freshel. So the Irish in the front court now. Jordan with it. Figner looking back to Jordan against the 2-3 zone here, it looks like, in the middle. And now it'll be Knoxville from the free throw line, left side, up and good. Knoxville had a really nice game for City Hart Saturday night against Lord Central Catholic in an Irish win. Now a drive to the top and a shot of the way by Martini on the rim. No good from the free throw line. Offensive rebound put back. No good by Kuster. And the rebound brought down by Knoxville. Ahead to Preschel in the lane. The floater is up and good. And the Irish lead it 4-0. 90 seconds into our contest here. Off the floor on the right side, give the ball up, and a drive to the baseline, and a shot up and good for Kyle Gura. Gura got by the defender and got a layup on the other end, and now here comes Bauman for the Irish. Figner goes into Knoxville, batted away by Osborne, and then a reach-in foul going to be called on Pawnee City. I think they're going to get Martini here. They do. Shows up with the foul. His first team foul, number one of the game. Jordan looks for the lob. Nobody there. He'll come into Freshel and back to Jordan on the left baseline. Freshel out top. Works right side figure and back to Freshel. Left side to Jordan. Fires play catch around the zone. Now Jordan on the left. Dribbles back to the middle. Looks in. Gives it to Ballin beyond the arc. And now back to Freshel in the middle of the floor. Jordan will fire the three from the left wing. After the elbow, and it's up, and it's good for Jacob Jordan, and we've got a 7-2 ball game. Say Hart leading, 2.5 minutes gone by here. Off the floor comes the Indians with the ball. Caden Lang with it. Caden looks down low on the left side against the Irish man-to-man, gets the Kuster. His pass out top, tipped away. Knoxville runs it down, and Knoxville goes in and lays it up for two more for the Irish. 9-2, take it hard. To the front court with the basketball. Comes Pawnee City. Kyle Garrett pass across, gets down to Kuster on the right wing. Kuster looks, moves in. Ooh, nearly drug his civics, but he tried to stop and just about couldn't get done. He gets back on the inside now, and now it's back out to Osborne. Fake to three, dribbles in, cut off by Knoxville. Back out to the top to Lang. Lang, free throw line, pass down low, tipped away by Freshel, stolen by Jordan. Up the floor, lays it ahead with a bounce pass to Figner, and a layup is good for Sacred Heart. 11-2, Sacred Heart. Coach Hadley Sikora up. Giving directions to his team out there. Right side with it, Gira. Gira to the top to Martini again. Working right. Shut off. Gives the ball over. And a left-handed three ball on the way up. No good by Lang. Rebound, Jacob Jordan. Wheels out with the basketball for the Irish. Cross court, right side to Freshel. Jake dribbling into the paint. Down low. Tried to bounce pass to Figner. Or excuse me, Knoxville got battered away by Pawnee City's Lang, and it rolled its way back across the paint to Figner, who puts it up from about 3 feet from the basket for two more. 13-2, Sacred Heart, up the floor, pass stolen by Bowman. Ahead to Jordan, Jacob Jordan up the floor on the right side. Figner looks, double-teamed, out to Bowman, touch pass into Knoxville. He turned around to get a rebound position. The ball goes out of bounds. Timeout. 13-2. Sacred Heart with the lead. We return in 30 seconds on KTNC.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:28 left in this first quarter. Shea Hart off to a 13-2 lead here early on. I guess Pawnee City, the winner of this, is just aware of the Sterling game as they will be taking on Lewiston here a little bit later on tonight. Sterling and Lewiston, the next game here at the Rural Activity Center. Shea Hart will bring into the ball game now Joe Simon, a 6'3" freshman. Keith and Evan Keithley in there on the wrong side. Evan Keithley in, a 6-foot sophomore for the Irish. And here we go. With the ball on the left side, it'll be Kuster. Picked up his dribble, gets the ball away now, handed off to Caden Lang. Caden now toss. Looks like the Irish are zoned up here. And a free throw line jumper up, no good. Ball picked out of the air by Bowman. Bowman ahead, now Keithley, right side, three ball across the rim, no good. Rebound off the rim, comes down to Figner. He goes inside to Simon. Spin and turn of the lane, up and good for the freshman. 15-2, the Irish lead. Pawnee City's only got three other players suited up here tonight, so they've only got eight players total. At the other end, we go with the basketball now, ahead to Martini. Down the lane, inside Gira. Down low, got it, shoots it up, and couldn't get it elevated high enough to the rim. Ball comes down to Figner, to Keithley. Back to Figner, top of the key, left side of the circle, down to Bowman. Baseline, back out top. Oh, cross-court pass, stolen away. Nice play by Caden Lang. Lang will give the ball up. Peter, back to Lang, and now to Kuster on the right side. Three ball right corner is short, no good by Martini. Loose ball rebound. Keithley looks left, goes right with the shot, and gets fouled. Will go to the line to shoot a pair for the Irish here. Foul on Simon Osborne, his first team foul, number two of the ball game for Pawnee City. At the line, Evan Keithley, shoot two. He gets ready, he fires it up, and no. He hops on the rim, and it wouldn't fall. Jordan Figner and Bowman will sit for the Irish. Sam Dunn in. Fresh will back in, and Knock will back in for the Irish. Now Keithley with his second free throw effort up. And that one bounces off. Osborne the rebound. Out of there on the right side to Lang, pushing it up the floor. Leave it back now to Justin Pierce, who just checked into the ballgame. Justin's a 5'7 freshman. He went around the corner, got the ball batted away from behind. All right. Pierce will trigger for the baseline into Osborne. Up and count it. And a foul on the Irish. Second art foul on 34. Oh, there he is. Okay. Joe Simon with the foul. His first. And it's going to be Osborne with a two-pointer. Looking to make it a three-point play here. 342 to go in the first quarter. The free throw is on the way up. And too strong. Rebound knocked. Go out to Dunn. Sam up the floor on the right side, leaves it to Nocule. He is not afraid to shoot a three-pointer. Gets it back from Keithley. Now Keithley looking. Back out top, they'll reset with Freshel. Dunn on the right side, down low to Nocule. Back out to Sam Dunn. To the top, Freshel moving inside, looks, gives the ball back. Left side, now a bounce pass into Simon, kick it back. Freshel to Keithley. The Irish pass up a couple of shots there. Now a pass inside to Nocule. Spinning around inside and shooting it backwards over his shoulder. Up and good. He wasn't showing off. It was just a nice play. 17-4. On the right side now, the ball goes to Trey Martini. A 5'8 freshman is into the ball game. Now swinging around left side. Three ball up. No good by Lang. Rebound to the Irish. Knopf going ahead to Freshel up on the runner on the left side. Caught a friendly rim that time, and the ball drops through for him, and the score goes 19-4, the Irish lead. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Pierce on the right side, back into the middle. Lang with it, down low. Pierce elevates up and got her to go. Good shot, Justin Pierce. At 5 foot seven, shot it up there over Knoxville, giving up about full, about 8 inches in height there. Six to go, Keithley. Back to Freshel. Underneath Knoxville, one bounce up and off the glass for two. Knoxville finishes the quarter with 8 points. And the Irish leads after one, 21-6. We return to the Rural Activity Center after this 1 minute timeout on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
21-6, Sagan Heart after one quarter here at the Rural Activity Center, leading Pawnee City's Indians tonight in the sub-district semifinal round. Pawnee City ball to start the second quarter. On the right side will be Kyle Gira. Kyle lobbed across, fresh will knock it loose. Jordan picks up the loose ball and throws it ahead, and two for Jack Figner on the run-out layup. 23-6, Sagan Heart. To the front, left side, Kyle Caden Lang. Cross-court pass stolen by Figner. Figner going up, and two defenders caught up with him. He was stepping it off to dunk it, but they came rushing at him, and he ended up going off the glass for two. It's 25-6. Pawnee City, double team, Pierce inside Martini. Couldn't make a clean catch. Bauman the steal, gives it to Figner. Gives it to Jordan. How would I mix those two up? Jacob, a 5'10 point guard, and Figner, a 6'3 post player. Well, he plays wherever he wants, really. But sometimes I do things like that. 25-6, the Irish. Here's Freshel from 15. It's up off the glass, off the rim. No. Rebound, Bauman can't hit the ball, kept it alive. Pierce in there fighting for it. Had it, lost it. Knoxville takes it away across the lane. In there to Jacob Jordan, who puts it up and in. Jacob now with 5 points, and he'll be at the line to shoot a free throw as Kyle Gira is whistled for his first foul of the ball game. Jordan ready, free throw up, free throw good. Sagan Heart up 28-6 now. 6:40 to go in the first half. So we come to the front court with it. Pawnee City ball. Caden Lang with it, looking cross court, gives the ball to Kuster. And now out Martini for three, up, won't go. Reed Figner. He'll put it on the deck. He'll throw it ahead to Jordan down in the corner. It will be Freshel inside to Knoxville. Spins in the lane, up and in. He's in double figures. Sagan Heart leading by 24. Ball tip. And a bounce pass from Jordan stolen away. Nice play defensively by the Indians. Gira headed up the floor off to Martini. Back to Lang. Lang with a bounce pass inside, intended there for Kuster. And Sagan Heart got in the way and where he could move to catch it, and the ball skidded on out of bounds. So it will be Sagan Heart ball. Let's see, we got a change here. Trey Martini back in the ball game. Pierce is in there yet. Sagan, our ball, starting five in the lineup at the moment. Fresh will bounce pass in the paint, down low to Noctigal. Left side, up and in again. So to the far side of the floor we go, coming up the floor with it, Kuster. Kuster off to Pierce. Justin moving up on the right side, hands the ball away there to Trey Martini. And now a drive along the baseline, shot up short, no good by Garrett. Rebound to Jordan like a rocket up the floor. Now lost the handle on it, gets it back, fires a triple, and drills it. 9 for Jacob Jordan. That's his second long ball. The Irish are up 35-6. To the front on the far side. Now it will be Justin Pierce. Justin fires cross court with the ball there to Garrett. 15-footer, no. Jordan, rebound. Lost it, got it back, comes up the floor looking for somebody. He'll come off to Noctigal. He'll fire a three. Wow. Noctigal knocks down the triple. He's got 15, and the Irish are just on fire. Whatever they put up goes in. Here's a tip by Freshel, and Freshel lay up the run out at the other end. Jake's got six. Timeout called. The Irish up 40-6 over Pawnee City in the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We can welcome you back here, the Real Activity Center. 40-6, the Irish with the lead here early on. We've got 4:31 to go in the second quarter. And Sagan with the lead. Not surprising, the Irish have been ranked number 6 in D2. Pawnee City has had a struggle this year looking for their first win of the year. To the front court, coming in the end of the basketball, Caden Lang off to Osborne, down low, back out to Osborne, beyond the three-point line, moves up, couldn't get stopped, traveled with it. Wanted to stop and make a pass and got called for the traveling violation, so the Irish will get the ball back. Keithley back in the ball game along with Sam Dunn for the Irish. Jordan to the front. Keith side Figner. Back to Jordan. Out top to Dunn between the circles. Right side Keithley back to Dunn. Jordan down to Figner. Drives in. Shoots over Osborne. High kiss off the glass. Up and good. 42-6. Saving Hart. Bring the ball ahead. Now off the left side, Auburn with it, goes inside for Caden Lang. His pass back out to Auburn, stolen away by Jordan, all the way in, right side, off the glass, and it goes again. Jordan becomes the third Irish player in double figures already. We got 3.5 to play in the first half. 44-6, Sagan Hart. Simon Auburn will give the ball up there for Martini. That's Joseph with it. Now he'll go down to Trey Martini. Inside foul on the Irish as the shot put up by Joseph Martini. Shooting foul or not? Foul on the Irish will be on Kyle Bowden, his first. Team foul number two is before the shot. So Figner and Jordan are out of the ball game. In for the Irish. Now comes James Freshel, 5'11 sophomore, bringing it in. And now it comes in to Simon. It's up, and it won't go. Simon Osborne can't connect. Joe Simon back in for the Irish as well. And Dunn call for traveling. Took a sneak peek to see where he wanted to go with the pass and drug the pivot foot. 3:05 to go, first half. Sagan Hart up 44-6. Up the floor, Caden Lang with the basketball. On the left side, Simon Osborne inside, knocked loose. Recovered out there by Trey Martini. Trey goes to Auburn. On the left side and out down in the corner with it, Kyle Garrett drives in. Cross-court bullet pass to Simon Osborne. Can't connect to these double teams. Joe Simon for the Irish and up the floor, Sagan Hart. That will go ahead. James Freshall back out to Keithley. Top of the circle. Simon over to Keithley for three. Yes. Evan Keithley with a triple, and it's 47-6. Sacred Heart. Take the pass down to the left side. Now back out top to Osborne. And now he'll go right side, and a three ball up by Martin. No good for Joseph that time. Rebound to Simon. He'll give it to Joe. Or to Joe. I'll give it to Sam Dunn. Joe is here, but he's used up all of his eligibility to play basketball. So, but his son's doing a fine job. Minute 57 to go in the half. Sagan Hart will bring Bauman out of the ball game. Coming in, Derek Shawong, a 6'6 junior for the Irish. So inbounding is James Freshall. He gets it in to Dunn. Cross-court pass, stolen away. Oh, and right back to Irish good. Kylan Kuster could not get stopped. He had a defensive player right in his way and needed to make a move and drag the pivot foot. Minute 53 to go in the half. Inbounding again will be James Freshall. James will get it in there with the basketball now. Shawong. Dunn. Inside it goes to Joe Simon. Back out to Keithley. Off of Keithley. Into the referee. Saved it from going out of bounds. Dunn will throw it into Simon and into a double team. Too big of a crowd that time. And a held ball. Well, everything's going the Irish way. The arrow points their way. On the alternating possession with a minute 38 to go in the half. James Freshall again to inbound. Looking. Dunn, left elbow. Driving into the paint. Up and, oh, in and out. No good. Rebound. A foul on the rebound. Who are they going to call that on? Schwong? Yep. Foul on Derek will be his first. Team foul number three on the Irish. Four fouls on the Indians, three on the Irish here so far. Minute 28 to go in the half. Up the floor with it. Kyle Gira takes the ball down in the corner to Pierce. Justin looking around, knees out, gets the ball away to Simon Simon Osborne. His shot short. Coming down with it, Shawal ahead, up the floor, Simon, and that's Joe Simon with his second hoop for the Irish. It's 49-6. Ready to go once again. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Take it down to Pierce in the corner. Back out top with the basketball. Lang driving. Floater up with the left hand. Won't go. Rebound to Simon Osborne. Turn around up. No. Rebound on the run. Keithley ahead to Joe Simon. One big catch. One big step and off the glass with the layup for Joe Simon. 51-6. Take it hard. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Simon Osborne with it, double-teamed in the corner. And he's called for traveling. Up at Auburn at halftime, it is the number one-ranked Auburn Bulldogs leading the Syracuse Rockets 47-10. Here it's 51-6 right before halftime here. All right, here come the Irish. With the basketball, inside it goes, up, no good for Sagan Hart. And then coming right back down to him, Zachary Keithley. Zach with the bucket. 7 seconds to go, Lang in his pass, bounce pass, off the leg of an Irish player, out of bounds. Up the floor, Pierce inbound the ball. And it's going to be Simon Osborne in the backcourt with it, and he'll fire it. And that ends the first half. 53-6, the Irish lead it. We'll be back and wrap up the scoring after this 2-minute timeout on TDNC.
You never stop pushing to do more. And new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either. From outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into Merz Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention? So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime at the Rural Activity Center at Falls City on the Sagan Art Campus, and the Irish boys are leading their sub-district opener, postseason opener tonight at halftime, 53-6. Our scoring wrap-up recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Cartage, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. In the first half, Pawnee City, two each for Justin Pierce, Kyle Gear, and also Simon Osborne. For the Irish, their starters had a big first half. Brogan Knockle had 15, 10 for Jack Figner, 11 for Jacob Jordan, 6 for Jake Freshel, 3 for Evan Keighley, 6 for Joe Simon, 2 for Zach Keighley, and 10 for Jack Figner. The Irish 1 for 3 at the free throw line here in the first half of tonight's ball game. So, again, our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Cartage, Arm Connect in Auburn, Western Witt in Falls City. In a little time here, we're going to visit with Sagan Heart girls coach Luke Sandler. The Irish girls have advanced to the district final. Coach, that's congratulations. It's been a terrific season. I know there's a couple of bumps along the way you didn't appreciate, but you have to settle the girls as you go. You got to get to that district final, get to state now.
Yeah, you know, just taking the whole season, you know, looking at the whole thing. We kind of hit a wall there a couple of weeks ago. That loss to Lourdes was a little bit surprising. I kind of, you know, I don't know, hurt, you know, what we're doing. And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, that, you know, Weeping Water caught us off guard. But, you know, it's, our goal is always to get to the district final. So we're here, and we just hope we're, you know, we're playing well this Friday.
And of course, what we did mention, both those teams are highly ranked teams, and they're both dirt schools that you are. So, you play them all the time, but still, you're playing up in class, and that's what you need to do.
Right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're, you know, bigger schools, and they're really, really good teams. I'm not taking anything away from them. We just didn't play our best. So we hope we got some things figured out. You know, we went back and watched the film. We kind of addressed some things. So, you know, that's what we've been telling the girls, you know, this week is you get here, everybody's record just kind of 0-0, and, you know, with the new format, Friday night, you know, there's 16 teams left, and there's 8 games, and, you know, those 8 teams are going to be the field next week in Lincoln.
All right, what do we know about this squad, Lawrence Nelson, coming up Friday night? What do you know about
them? Well, you know, with the seeding, that's something else we told the girls. You know, we're the 2 seed, you know, and they're the 15 seed. So we're the 2 seed for a reason. They're the 15 seed for a reason. We're just trying to get the girls' attention that you can't overlook them. I mean, the record's like 10-13. But they have a couple nice girls that kind of stand out on film. They have a girl, a post player that's averaging around 14. They have another guard that's really good that's averaging 8 or 9 points. So they have a couple of girls that can hurt you. So we're not taking them lightly, for sure, you know, and that's another good thing about, you know, it just seems like during the whole year you're playing Tuesday, Friday, and you're rushed, and now you get to the district final, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got 8 days to get ready for them. Right. So, you know, it's just hope you're resting up and you're not rusty. But, you know, I told them, if, you know, if we're not ready with 8 days to prepare for Friday night, you know, that's shame on us.
You were kind of coming into the season. I mean, it was pretty easy to see who a lot of the starters were going to be for your team. But got an injury to Danielle Pippa, so you move somebody else into the starting lineup. And then I'm looking at the next round of players. There's been some mood. You've had some different girls stepping up here later in the season that have developed well as of late.
Right, and I told you that, you know, way back in November that I thought we were going to be really, really good with everybody coming back. I mean, we lost Mackenzie Witt. You know, we lost the Wurtenberger girl and the Niemeyer girl. But with everybody coming back and just, you know, that offensive capabilities that we have with all those girls, I thought we were going to be really good. You know, of course, everybody knows Harrison and Rachel and all that, but you know, that other spot, Jessica Wurtenberger stepped in there and she's played really well. Olivia Eichhoff started last year, you know, and she's had another good year. And Danielle Bippis, you know, she did get hurt there before December, but Emma Littrell came right in and filled that. Delaney Witt, you know, she kind of struggled at the beginning of the year, but now she's playing really, really well off the bench for us. So, you know, that's something that we've just really challenged the girls with, that we got to bring that capability, you know, that potential every night. And if we get all those girls contributing, I feel like we're going to be pretty tough to stop.
And if you can win Friday night, you look at the D2 potential state tournament teams. Wow, it's loaded.
Well, that's the thing, you know, in the old format, you know, there'd be a couple cupcake wins, you know, here or there. That's just not going to be the case anymore. When you're taking the top 16 and you're reseeded, you're going to get the, you know, that's happened the last couple of years. You're going to get the top, you know, eight of the top teams, you know, to Lincoln for that next round. So, you know, there's a lot of capabilities. I mean, if it holds to four, we would be playing somebody like Maywood Haston that has, like, two losses. So, you know, Friday night's not going to be easy, but, you know, that next round, I mean, the state tournament is, you know, it's a true tournament now with a new format.
Yeah, you always got to prepare for what's coming up next. So, all right, well, thanks for coming up and visiting with us. We appreciate it. Hopefully we can maybe get together yet this week and visit a little bit before the game Friday night and see how things turn out over at Odell.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Luke, thanks a lot. We'll take another 2-minute timeout and be back with the second half on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country positive superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Fat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting required.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, welcome back here to the Rural Activity Center at halftime. Sagan Heart leading 53-6 over the squad from Pawnee City. I enjoyed our visit with Sagan Heart girls coach Luke Santo. Our halftime recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Gertosh and Harbor Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Now, what's going to happen now is we're going to have a quick ball game because St. Hart's up by 47 points. At any time in the second half, you have a 40-point lead in Nebraska, then the clock is a running clock, and that's what we're going to have here, I believe, the rest of the half now. And this is, it doesn't happen very often, fortunately. Pawnee City basketball, here we go. St. Hart got the starters in. They zoned up Pawnee City with their starting lineup as well. Simon Osborne has it out top. Simon looks off the left side, gets the ball to Joseph Martini. Inside it goes, and 2 points for Simon Osborne, his second hoop of the ball game. 53-8 now to Figner. Down in the corner, Bowman inside to Nocturne. And a foul from behind on Simon Osborne, his second. Team foul number one of the half. Jacob Jordan having a good laugh about something with one of the officials. Still inbound from the baseline, bringing out to Freshel. Freshel on top. Now back to Jordan. Into the paint he goes. Floats it up and in. Jacob's kind of got the hot hand here tonight. He's got 13 points for the Irish. He normally scores about 7.5, nearly 8 points a game. Drive in, left hand, oh, nice shot. Good effort by Pawnee City. Just wouldn't go that time for Kyle Gehrig. Here comes Figner through traffic. He'll throw it off the glass. No. Rebound loose and picked up now by Kylan Kuster. Kuster to Osborne over on the right side. And with the ball now, Lang. Lang goes back with it to Osborne. Osborne will fire for three, and he got her on the right side. Simon Osborne was seventh. It's now 55-11. Sagan Hart with the lead. Pawnee City didn't score in that second quarter. They had six after one quarter, and now they have 11, so they've picked up the pace here, obviously, in the third quarter. All right, to the front court we go. Simon off to Jordan. A long three ball right in front of his bench. On the mark comes out. Follow-up shot no good by Figner. The rebound to Kylan Kuster. Kylan coming out of there. Junior off the left side to Lang. Lang to Osborne, holds it down in the corner. Martini for three on the rim. No rebound to Figner. That was put up by Joseph Martini. Now it's going to be Jordan. Out top, Figner. Left side, Nockville down to Freshel. On the left wing, he's going to fire up the three ball and hits the rim. Up, no. Rebound off of Bowman. He goes back to Nockville. And Brogan Nocturne now with 17 in the ball game. All right, to the front court, Pawnee City with the basketball, and it's off the hands of Guerra, but it goes back to his teammate there, and now into the paint by Freshel, Pawnee City basketball. Sterling and Lewiston coming up here later tonight. We won't have the game on the air, but that the winner of that will meet the winner of this game on Thursday night. Here's a three-pointer, left side, in and out, no good by Lang. And we got a foul on the rebound on the Irish here. Foul on Bergen Nocturne, his first of the ball game, first of the half. Clock will continue to wind the rest of the ball game here. Inside to Osborne, up and good. Simon Osborne with 9 of the 13 Indian points here. Up the floor, Figner between the circles, looks off the left side, Bowman loaded up for a three, didn't take, and now he'll hold it back to Fig. And now coming around to Freshel to Jacob Jordan. Back over to Figner now. To the top, Freshel back to Jordan against the zone defense, bounces to the high post. Bowman couldn't get a good grip on it, dribbles it back out of there. And now down to Nocturne. Look for a cutter. Nobody there. He'll shoot it. Hit the side of the backboard. Oh, he got fouled. That's why. Foul will go on the Indians' Kyle Gehrig. Kyle picks up his second foul. And to the free throw line, Brogan Nocturne. So far, the Irish are 1-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. Nocturne ready. Knocks that one down. Sagan Hart bringing in. Fresh set of players here. second one coming up here for Nocturnal. Up and good. Got them both. He's got 19. Sam Dunn back in the ball game for the Irish. Evan Keithley checks in there. Joe Simon in. Balvin will stay in, and Freshall will hang in there for the Irish. To the front with the basketball now. Out top between the circles. Garrett to Martini. Out to Simon Osborne. Right side of the basketball. A bounce pass in, stolen by Joe Simon. He puts it on the deck. Now ahead to Freshall. Freshall with a little stutter step. Lays it off the glass for 2-4. He's got 8. 61-13, the Irish lead. To the front court, Schuster with it, looking, Martini cross court to Osborne. Osborne will hold it, he'll give the ball up there for Lang. Lang holds it, down low to Osborne on the baseline, spins into the block, throws it up, no good, rebound to Joe Simon. Ahead now to Sam Dunn, right side, out to Freshall, drive it in, got a screen. Alvin puts the shot up, no good. Foul on the Irish on the rebound. Simon Osborne grabbed the rebound, and Jake Freshall reaches in, call for the foul. He will check out into the game for the Irish. Jack Stice, a 6'1" freshman. Kuster sits down for Pawnee City. Into the game again, Justin Pierce, a 5'7" freshman. And out, Pierce for three, got it right side, Justin Pierce with his second hoop of the ball game. That's a triple. He's got 5, it's 61-16. Palman out top, Keithley for three on the left side, in the perimeter, or in the cylinder, comes out, no good, and here will be a Simon Osborne rebound, and he'll come up the floor with it, now give the ball to Lang. Lang to Pierce, back the other way we go, Martini with it. In the corner, three ball for Lang off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Stice. Stice ahead, stops in front of his bench. Now starts up the floor again. Leaves it back for Dunn. Over on the left side. Now skip it across, and Stice will fire a triple up. Short, no good. Off the rim. And the backboard, and Osborne with the rebound for the Indians. And a pass stolen by Stice. Stice up the floor. Throws it across the lane, and a layup for Sam Dunn, the assist to Stice. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Down the lane, and one hop on the rim, up and down for Kyle Garrett. Kyle's got his second hoop of the night. 63-18 to Dunn to Stice on the right side. Back to Dunn. Looking left, moving right. Back out to Stice with 20 seconds to go with Doug Goltz. They know to play for one shot here. Back out the midcourt circle is Stice. Now to Dunn. To Bowen. One underneath. His pass deflected. Stolen by Pawnee City. Lang to the front. 7 on the clock. Off to Pierce. Justin for 3. High arcing shot. No good. Rebound to Lang. Lost it after 3. Save your heart. 63. Pawnee City. 18. Back in 1 minute on TTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back to live action. The Irish Tigers takes the ball into the middle on the left side and fires it off to Joe Simon, who puts it up and in for 2 more. 65-18, Sagan Hart. pass knocked away, coming across by James Freshel ahead to Dunn. He pushed it forward to Stice, but Dunn got fouled before the basket. So the Irish will have to inbound it in front of their bench, between the scorer's table and the Irish bench. Again, it's been a running clock here the entire second half. The Irish are up by 40. Inside, the ball goes to Simon. The assist to Derek Schwong. Joe Simon with 10 now. To the front, off the left side, Kuster. Kuster with it. Goes over on the right side into the game now. 13. I don't have a 13. For a 13 in the program. Taking it away, Pierce for three. Up and good on the left side now. 8 for Justin Pierce. Now coming the other way. Now the basketball swinging around. Simon down low with the basketball now. It will be Freshel. That is James Freshel. And we get a foul underneath. Foul will go on Justin Pierce, his first. Well, let's see. 4, 5, 10, 11. We don't have a 13 listed for Pawnee City, so I don't know what to do about that. Inside, up, it's down, a two-pointer for Derek Schwong on the inbound, and he's fouled. It will go to the line for one. The foul on Hayden Lang, his first team foul, number three. Schwong at the line, 6'6", junior. Free throw up and too strong off the back. Rebound comes out to Caden Lang. Lang up the floor. Stops, leaves the ball off. With the ball, cross court, Pierce. Inside he goes. Out to Trey Martini. And out on the right side. Up and good. That's going to be a three-pointer for Caden Lang. At the other end of the basketball, done for three. Up and in and out. No good. Rebound wrapped around, and it finally comes down to the Irish, to James Freshel. Out on the right side, shot up, no good by Jack Stice. The rebound's out of bounds, and will belong to the Irish. Auburn defeats Syracuse tonight, 74-26. Final in that one. Auburn with the win. They advance. That's win number 57 in a row for the Irish. Foul will go on Keaton Lang. Auburn making a run at a third consecutive state championship. Derek Schwong at the line. It's up. It's no good. So here we come the other way. Another free throw for Derek Schwong here. Derek ready. Free throw up. Good. And it's 70-24. Sacred Heart with a lead. Off the front with it. It'll be Caden Lang. Give the ball up. All right, moving the ball around, and now it's going to be Justin Pierce inside, knocked away by Schwong. Ahead he goes. That's going to be Stice through traffic over to Dunn. And Sam didn't expect that one to come. He thought it was going to be a layup shot, and the ball goes off his hands out of bounds. What did I say? The Irish are 156 in a row? Okay, it's Auburn is 156 in a row. Here's a foul at the other end on Sagan Hart. This one's going to be on Derek Schwong, his second. Team foul number three on the Irish this half. Six so far on the Indians here in the second half. Bring the ball into the left corner. Three ball up and good for Caden Lang. He's got six of the ball game, and it's 70-27. Off the floor, inside out, and a push foul. Lang called for the foul. That'll be his third. That's going to be 1-1, fellas. There you go. With 3:10 to go at the free throw line will be James Freshel to shoot one free throw. If he makes that, he'll get a second one. Freshel gets ready. 5'11 sophomore on the way up, and no good. Rebound brought down, put up, and oh, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down again to Derek Schwong. And he got fouled on the second one. Foul will go against Trey Hartman. Trey Hartman? Didn't have that number either in the program. A little kind of switching us up here a little bit for the Pawnee City Indian, Trey Martini, 35, not 25. Okay. Free throw won't go, and it's going to be Kylan Kuster with the rebound. 2 minutes and 7 seconds left here. Lang in the free throw line, dishes the ball back, tries to get his teammate, and the ball skids out of bounds. Bryson Horst can't connect with it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Oh, it's going to, really? Pawnee City ball. Okay. Pierce with it, bringing the ball in to Lang. Lang for three. Yep, and good again. Lang, here in the fourth quarter, made three threes. It's now 70-30 at the other end. Back to Dunn for three, right side. On the rim, no. Pierce with the rebound. No, excuse me, that's 35, not five. Trey Martini with the rebound. Up the floor, Lang. He'll give the ball off. Now back out to Pierce. Pierce over, and a three-pointer on the way up off the glass. No good by Horst. Rebound grabbed by Jack Stice. To the front he goes. Throws it across the lane to Dunn. And Dunn dribbling in, had it taken away. Pierce with the steal. Justin coming up the floor with the basketball. Leads the ball back. Lang in the middle, and he dribbled the ball off his knee. And the Irish touch it last. So I reached down for it, went off the fingertips of one of the Irish players. All right, inbounding, Justin Pierce looks into Lang, left corner. 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Back down, a give and go. Lang up and good. He's in double figures with 11. All here in the fourth quarter. Ahead we go. Now back to Dunn. Fakes left, drives in. Tried to pass the ball forward. It goes out of bounds, intended for James Preschel. Sagehart also has Riley Nelson into the ballgame now for the Irish. Also checked in, Zach Keithley. Ball goes inside, 13 on the clock, with it, Horst. Horst will fire it up, no, rebound. Nelson with it, oh, he stepped out of bounds. And that's going to be the end of the ballgame here. We've got an injured player for Pawnee, slowly. Taking a pretty hard fall there was Kyle Garrett. So that will end the ball game. Your final score, Fall City Sagehart 70 and the Pawnee City Indians 32. 70-32, the Irish with the win. They're now 15-7 on the year. Pawnee City finishes the year 0 wins, 22 losses. We'll come back and wrap up the scoring after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score here at the Road Activity Center tonight. Fall City Sagehart improves to 15-7 with a 70-32 win over the Pawnee City Indians, this boys' sub-district game. Sagehart led 21-6 after one quarter, led 53-6 at halftime. Pawnee City outscored the Irish in the second half, 26-17 with the running clock. The Irish starters played about half of the third quarter, and that was it for them tonight. Again, our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Kirtosh, Arm Connect, and Auburn, or Weston Witt in Fall City. For the Pawnee City Indians, Cade Lang fired up 11 points in the fourth quarter. He leads the team in scoring with 11. Simon Osborne had 9, 8 for Justin Pierce, and 4 more for Kyle Gear tonight for the Pawnee City total of 32. For the Irish tonight, scoring will go this way. It is Brogan Knoxville with 19 to lead Sacred Heart. 13 for Jacob Jordan tonight, 10 each for Joe Simon and Jack Fickner, 8 for Jake Freshel. Then it's Sam Dunn with 2, 3 for Evan Keighley, 2 for Zach Keighley, and 3 more for Derek Shawong for the Irish total of 70. 70-32, the Irish win. They will move on to play Thursday night at 7 o'clock against the winner of the next game coming up here tonight. That's Sterling Jets taking on the Lewiston Tigers. That game coming up next here at the Rural Activity Center tonight. Auburn also advanced in Class C1 district play tonight. Auburn defeating Syracuse 74-26 to advance to Thursday night sub-district finals action. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the Rural Activity Center for tonight. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon, saying good night, everybody.